How's it going, everyone? Ben Naim here with the YouTube channel, Ben the Baptist. Everyone's talking about the debate from this past Thursday night and specifically Biden's performance in that debate. He looked like a bumbling, fumbling idiot. He looked like a fool. He could not string a sentence together. He couldn't make a coherent thought or communicate effectively whatsoever. And I think that there's an element to the discussion that not enough people are talking about, which is that Biden is clearly cursed by God and under the judgment of God right now. And he has been for some time. But this debate was God judging him and cursing him. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28:28, the Lord shall smite thee with madness. That's one of the curses God can inflict on someone for being wicked. And Biden fits the bill. And for sure, I think that's what's happening to him. You look at his political career, he has been nothing but corrupt for the entirety of it. He's a mocker and scoffer of the word of God. The Biden administration on Easter put out a statement talking about trans day of visibility or something like that, glorifying child offenders. He's irredeemably evil and he is a devil worshiper, a pedophile. So what's happening to him is God cursing him right now. Even members of his own party have no confidence in him. The left-wing media industrial complex is coming out and saying that Biden needs to be replaced. They were lying on his behalf for months leading up to this, but now admitting that the guy is in no mental state to run for president. He is brain dead. I don't believe Biden knows what planet he's on. He is completely brain dead. And it was on display for millions of people to see at the debate. It was God's judgment, God cursing him, no question about that. But I also think God's judgment is on America. The fact that Biden is the president right now, that's a reflection of the spiritual state of this country. And it goes to show that when you turn your back on God, when you turn your back on the King James Bible and the things of God, well, this is what happens. You get leadership that is embarrassing, a shame to America. The world is pointing and laughing at us right now to have this brain dead buffoon on the debate stage talking about defeating Medicare. We finally beat Medicare, he said, after losing his train of thought and stammering and stuttering and looking down, saying nothing for what seemed like minutes on end, even though it was just a few seconds. And then he also said that women are getting forced by their in-laws, by their brothers and sisters. It's like, what kind of pervert? You know, it just goes to show you what's going on in the Biden crime family, the perversion going on that he would think to say something like that. But of course, he's not even thinking. I don't believe he knows what planet he's on. Totally brain dead. And it is the judgment of God on an irredeemably evil, wicked reprobate. Of course, it's possible they change him out. I think that's why the media is being honest about his mental state, because they want to switch Biden out for someone else. But I don't care, because the damage has been done. And this is what happens when you choose to go down the path of worshiping the devil. This is what happens, the cursing of God, and, you know, praise the Lord for that. Now, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, you know what? Your hope shouldn't be in politics anyway. We can make a much bigger impact by going out soul-winning. Go to, you know, get involved at a local New Testament church. Go out soul winning, knock doors, hand people church material, documentaries, give them the gospel. That's how we can turn things around in America. But every once in a while, things happen in the political world that I'm not a part of, but I look at it as sideshow entertainment. And this is another example of that. Biden looking like a complete idiot in front of the world, people pointing and laughing at him. It's God cursing him, I believe. The judgment of God on display on America, but specifically on Biden himself.